This is Traitor, a Stargate Atlantis Buffy the Vampire Slayer crossover fic, written by Paper Faith and read by Rena Jenkins. Author's notes. C-Flat requested Buffy the Vampire Slayer Stargate Atlantis Slayer slash crew, a smart slayer, SGA Season 2. I'm really, utterly sorry if you wanted a serious treble, but the alien blob took over my brain. Blob. They are fighting a running battle against a crazy piece of alien technology. That, unfortunately, is not even close to the strangest thing that's happened in the past few months. Somehow, the thing, a vaguely humanoid, shimmery silver thing, escaped from McKay's lab. It was a harmless blob of mercury-silver metal when they found it. Then the geeks fed it electricity to see what it did. And apparently the thing stretched, grew something resembling legs, and ran off. There is a joke in there somewhere, but Shepard can't really see it from where he's running after the thing, trying to find a new angle to shoot at it, because the last 50 bullets or so simply bounced off the thing. Dex is right next to him, growling and visibly itching to get a few good kicks in. Understandable. Today was supposed to be their day off, and here they are, 30 minutes into chasing crazy alien tech through their home base. At least they are mostly away from the populated areas. Small favors. The third of their party is, surprisingly, Hamill. Call me Vi. A tiny, red-headed thing that came with the last shipment from Earth. She's a part of the Geek Squad, all mousy and loves to babble. But apparently she's in one hell of a shape, because she doesn't even look out of breath. At this point, even Ronan is starting to breathe hard. McKay is wheezing somewhere behind them along with Weir. Tayla isn't even in the city. She went to the mainland for the day. Smart girl. McKay, Shepard hollers. How do we switch it off? Working on it, comes the weak response. Great. No help from the science guy. And they can't shoot it, catch it, or immobilize it either. Hamill? Vi looks up from the handheld computer she's been scrolling through at amazing speeds during the entire chase, and grimaces. It's got a force field, but you knew that already. Yes, he did. And energy levels indicate it can keep running like this for, 3 to 4 months? He has to have a serious talk with the Geek Squad about shooting insane energy levels into unknown alien artifacts. Soon. As soon, in fact, as this is over. Then how do we take it down? He demands. Feeling bad for growling at the tiny doctor, but that's kind of the point of this exercise, isn't it? The taking down, not the growling. Another grimace. The only thing I can think of is shocking the system. His look clearly indicates that could she please talk English? Thanks a lot. She smiles briefly and speeds up her steps so she can shove her little screen under his nose. She points at the spot where a human would have a face. Or chest. Hard to tell, since there is nothing like a head or neck. Extreme physical shock to this area should do the trick. You want me to punch the alien metal blob in the face? She nods, happy that he gets it. Great. Now all I have to do is, you know, catch it. Her smile droops a bit. She looks up at him again, biting her lip. Then she looks back at Rodney and Weir, and last, at Dex. She seems to come to some kind of decision because suddenly she flings her toy computer at him and says, "Hold on." Then she suddenly picks up speed, overtaking both him and Ronan, as if they're jogging lazily in a park. In less than 2 seconds, she catches up with the thing, vaults over it in a perfect somersault, and then spins to land a right hook that is, quite simply, a thing of brutal beauty. The blob drops like, well, a blob. shooting blue sparks for a moment as it sinks to the ground and returns to its original form. Shepard and Dex both sort of stop and gape, and once the doctors catch up to them, they do the same. Tiny, cute, pixie-ish Vi Hamill just knocked out an alien artifact that's resistant to bullets. Good hit, Ronan comments, a new respect in his voice. Shepard looks at Weir, who seems mildly bemused, and figures that whatever this woman is, it's cleared with her, because seriously, no human runs that fast, or hits that hard. Satisfied that he won't have to kill the cute geek, he nods, sort of dumbstruck. The girl in question daintily nudges the blob with one foot, looking slightly bemused. Huh, Buffy was right. Extreme violence does solve everything. McKay wheezes for another moment before pointing an accusing finger at her. You! He starts, then stops for breath and fans himself. Me? She squeaks, jumping and looking up from her kill. You hit that thing! Yes? You're a scientist. You're supposed to solve problems with your brain. Not your... Running out of air again, he mimics punching something in a way that would get his wrist broken if he ever tried it on a real opponent. Hamill frowns, looking worried. I'm not allowed to hit things? Shepard snorts, and Rodney nods wildly. You're supposed to be on my side, not the barbarians! Hey! Ronan and Shepard shout in sync. Vi blinks, sort of cutely, and asks, still a bit confused by the resident drama queen, So I was supposed to let it get away and potentially kill us all? Yes! Rodney shouts, then frowns. Ugh, no, but... He trails off, throwing up his hands and spins on his heels, marching off, frustration pouring off him. The blob stays where it is, sort of blobbing in place. It's probably scared of the super geek girl. Yeah. That? Shepard is definitely arm-twisting Weir into giving him Hamill for his team. And that's that. The end. Reader's notes. So I absolutely and entirely hate the heater that is in our house right now because it is the newest and loudest and most annoying thing on the entire planet. Would you like to know how new and loud and annoying it is? Here, let me show you with outtakes from the new, loud, annoying, really annoying heater. It was a harmless... Why is the house making sounds? Hamill? Vi looks up from the handheld computer she's scrolling through at Vi looks up from the... Hamill? Or chest. Hard to tell since there is nothing like a head or neck. Great. Then she looks back at Rodney and Weir, and last... Meh. She looks up at him again, biting her lip. Stop clicking! She seems to come to some kind of decision. In less than 2 seconds, she catches and then spins to land a right hook that is... The blob drops. Shepard and Dex both sort of stop and gape. And once the doctors catch... Ah, fuck it! Tiny, cute, just knocked out an alien artifact. Good hit, Ronan comments. Ronan comments. Tiny, cute, pixie-ish Vi Hamill. Okay, 17th time for the charm. Tiny, cute, pixie-ish Vi Hamill just knocked out an alien artifact, Ronan comments, and figures that, because, seriously, no human runs that fast, or hits that hard. Satisfied, satisfied that he won't have to kill the cute geek. The girl in question... Oh, fuck it. The girl in question daintily nudges the blob with one foot, looking slightly bemused. Huh. Then stops for breath and fans himself. She squeaks, jumping and looking up from her... I'm not allowed to...